I imprisoned for the sake of Christ.
劝你们,
and I exhort you. The grace that you receive must show in your life.
他凭什么劝人家?
Based on what could he say that? Because he was imprisoned for Christ. Therefore, his faith was on par with his life. So based on his own example, he was qualified to encourage others. In the Philippian prison, when he was imprisoned, Paul didn't say, I'm suffering, come and console me. I've been beaten all over. I'm actually wounded all over. Come and give me some medicine. Pray for me. What did Paul say instead? You must.
我再说,
I say this again. You must rejoice. And rejoice in the Lord always. Must have no worries. Whatever you wish for, say to God in prayer,
用祈求,
in petition,
用感谢,
in thanksgiving, bring everything before God.
And
he will preserve you and give you peace that transcends all understanding. This is the Christian faith. This is the saintly character. How leaders should be.
In the
midst of suffering, we are not comforted, but we comfort others. We are not passive, we are proactive. That's how we actually let the life in us flow through, so that the strength in our faith will overflow, and others will be built up and consoled. Thanks be to God.
This is the
consistent example throughout the Old and New Testament. So when Joseph was in the prison, and he was not complaining, he was not just complaining,
but
he was faithful, became an example for others. In Indonesia, there was this Muslim who became a Christian. Many churches actually invited him to give testimonies. And he gave a comparison between the Christian faith and the Islamic faith. And when that recording was released, and the Muslims thought that he was insulting Muslims, and sued him to the government.
And
in the middle of the night, the government officials captured him from the seminary. There was no trial, but actually imprisoned him for 5.5 years. The wife was abandoned.
孩子,
he couldn't take care of the children. And the prison was actually 1,000 kilometers away for 5.5 years.
他埋怨上帝吗?
Did he grumble against God? No. He considered this prison as a place where he held gospel rallies.
他要求 凡是基督教信仰的可以在监牢里面小礼拜堂聚集。
So actually gathered all the Christians to actually have gatherings.
基督徒也有糊涂基督徒。
But there were some muddle-headed Christians.
也有小偷基督徒。
But there were some thieves as well.
所以就跟他在一起。
So they all came together.
礼拜天也做礼拜。
On Sundays they had worship.
做礼拜他就布道。
And then he was preaching among them.
所有懒惰的糊涂的基督徒都变成参加他的布道。
All the lazy muddle-headed Christians came together and attended his rallies.
有些回教徒说我要听听可以，新娘来。
And there were some Muslims who came to listen as well.
结果怎么办你知道？
And as a result, what happened?
外面的人都盼望进去听他讲道。
People outside wanted to go into the prison to listen.
后来他们就写信,
and they wrote a letter.
我们盼望可以进去,
we want to go
参加监牢里面的主的崇拜,
into the prison to attend the Sunday worship.
那管监牢的头皮不痒, 一直爬。
Prison warden couldn't understand this.
那外面的想进监牢。
People outside want to come into the prison.
在监牢专里, 外面一大堆礼拜堂, 为什么你不去?
There are so many churches outside, why don't you go there?
为什么都要跑到监牢里面来做礼拜?
Why do you want to come to the church? Into the prison. Because there's a particular speaker. His testimony is great.
监牢的最后气得要命。
The prison warden was very angry.
后来越来越增加。
But there were more and more people coming.
他要签字许可证。
He had to sign a permit for people to come in.
越来越多，200多人要进监牢。
200 over permits he had to sign.
到最后的时候。
In the end,
他最后的一年五年半呢，差不多四年半以后
After four and a half years,
申请进监牢的每个礼拜六百多人
600 over applicants to go into the prison every week
那要签许可证签六百多是手都酸的
They will sign 600 over permits
所以说你们基督徒神经病
You Christians are crazy
基督徒跑到监牢去开布道会
You want to come to the prison to have gospel rest
外面哪里跑到监牢来听布道会
People outside want to come to the prison
你们在搞什么的
What's happening to you people
气得没有办法
He was so angry
但他很佩服
But he was very amazed
基督徒到哪里外面的要进来。
These few Christians want to come into the prison.
通常是里面的要出去。
Usually people here want to go out.
他有吸引力，使外面的跑进来。
What's so attractive here? People want to come in.
辛辛苦苦申请准证才可以进来。
You have to apply for permits.
他被关五年。
Yes.
还过几个月被搬出来的时候，他被带出来见我。
So he was after five and a half years, he was released. He came to see me.
他申请可以，你可以见唐牧师。
Yes, you can come and see Reverend Tong.
那我们用宪兵跟警察用武器。把你放在车上压住你请你见他两个钟头再用车把你带回监牢
So we actually escort you with weapons to go and see Reverend Tong and then later you will come back being escorted
所以他来见我
So he came to see me
他来见我的时候
So when he came to see me
唐牧师
Reverend Tong
我本来是回教徒
I was once a Muslim
我想告诉你我怎么信主的
But I say to you how I became a Christian
我怎么蒙召的
How I was called by the Lord
我怎么传福音的
How I preached the gospel
我讲一点给你听好不好
I'll share with you his testimony.
他是住在苏岛的。
He was living in this island.
回教青年团的主席。
He was a chairman of this youth fellowship among Muslims.
专门带很多回教青年搞乱基督教。
He actually led many Muslims to destroy the Christian faith.
他到爪哇岛念大学。
He went into the Java Islands to study in a university.
在万隆一个学院读书。
In Bandung, he was studying in a college.
好几次去搞乱基督教。
Many times he actually created havoc among the Christians.
有一次他趁机基督教徒不注意的是渐进基督教堂。
For once, he went into a particular church.
进到大门里面。
Went to the main door.
看见是几百本圣经是主日崇拜要用的时候，给那些没有带圣经来。
So there were hundreds of Bibles prepared for those people who didn't bring Bibles.
全部把它带到外面去。
He brought all the Bibles out.
就用油浇上圣经。
And actually poured oil all over.
点火把它一本一本烧。
And burned all the Bibles.
那他很高兴。
He was so happy.
当基督徒来的时候
，When the Christians came,
他们又不知道怎么对付，因为很多青年回教徒在那边。
Didn't know how to deal with these young Muslims.
那有一本圣经。
So there was this Bible.
很奇怪的。
There was this Bible. Amazingly,
为什么他一直点火一直烧不出
couldn't be burned no matter what he did
是不是水加上油变成 不伦不类烧不起来
was it because of the mixture of water and kerosene
再浇油
so he added more kerosene
还是烧不起来
tried to burn it
再点
tried to burn it up many times but couldn't
他说这个怪经不是圣经
very strange Bible indeed
好了这一本烧不掉的我就带回家
okay I'll bring this back since I can't burn it up
他就回家读圣经
so he brought back the Bible
奇怪哦
very strange
他一读圣经一开约翰福音第一章太初有道
John chapter
1 上帝
in the beginning of the word was the Lord
回教徒知道有上帝不知道说道就是上帝上帝就是道就胡说八道
the Muslim didn't know that God was the word
后来再看到14章
and then went to chapter 14
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若没有人借着我没有人能够回到父那里
Jesus said I am the way the truth and the life nobody can go to God except through me
胡说八道
sounds like nonsense
上帝又是父又是子
how can God be father and son at the same time
父就不是子子就不是父乱讲
的 father is not son the son is not father
什么上帝有儿子
how can God have a son
只有牛才有儿子人才有儿子上帝有儿子
How can God have a son?
上帝儿子有孙子又有曾祖父这个上帝什么上帝
What kind of God would that be? He asked
他越想越不明白
He couldn't understand it
结果慢慢读了有圣灵做工
And he read more and more and the Holy Spirit worked in him
他宣布要信主
And he declared to become a Christian
又怕回教徒生气
He was afraid about the Muslim opposition
他怕他自己的同党打死他
And he was afraid he would be killed by his own people
他对他的爸爸偷偷说
So he said to his father secretly
爸我要信主
I want to be a Christian father
爸爸说你呀你要死啊
you want to die.
我的爸爸就是你的祖父
My father is a grandfather.
是整个这一地区的族长
He is the head of this whole community.
德高万众
Highly esteemed among the people.
万人敬仰
Well respected.
如果他知道他的孙子转信耶稣
He knows that his grandson became a Christian.
不是压死你
He'll probably strangle you to death.
就是把你赶走
Or actually expel you.
消除这个念头
Get rid of this idea. Forget about it.
不能
He says, cannot.
我发现基督是上帝。
I realize Christ is God in me.
你重度重到这个厉害。
How can you be tricked by
this Bible? 哪一个宣教士把你改成基督？我去打死他。
Which missionary converted you? I'll kill him.
他说不是圣灵感动。
No, it's the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做圣灵？
What kind of Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是上帝。
Holy Spirit is God.
你神经病，上帝就是上帝，还有什么别的上帝
？God is God, not Holy Spirit.
就根本完全回 违背回教的。
So totally against the Muslim faith.
所以他要信主。
So he wanted to be a Christian.
那么到哪里去受洗呢？
So where was he baptized?
到那个城市里面有一个中国教会。
Went into this city where there was a Chinese church.
好像一个中国牧师。
And there was a Chinese pastor.
他那一住的人是很讨厌中国人。
And this community hated the Chinese.
他跑去那个中国牧师那边去受洗。
So went to be baptized by this Chinese pastor.
所以给他洗道班。
And they give you a baptism class.
过了这个几个月以后呢，
very, several months later,
他们要受洗了。
He wanted to be baptized.
那要受洗的那一天呢，
on that day of baptism,
他去祷告。
He was praying.
祷告完了以后呢，
after praying,
就到教会去。
Went to the church.
去教会受洗。
To be baptized.
受洗完了以后呢，
and after the baptism,
就宣布了。
He declared.
对他爸爸说，我已经受洗了。
Father, I have been baptized.
爸爸说，那我没有办法。
I have nothing I can do.
我本来替你保密。
I wanted to keep this a secret.
既然公开受洗，
since you have made it public,
我就告诉你的公公。
I will tell this to your grandfather.
让族长处理你的事情。
Let the head of this community handle this case.
你告诉他公公的时候，
when he told the grandfather,
他说，入家，羞辱家。
It's a shame to the family.
羞辱我们的名。
It's a disgrace to our name.
羞辱我们的宗教。
It's a disgrace to our religion.
羞辱整族的人。
It's a disgrace to our whole people.
我要赶他出去。
I want to expel you.
把他叫来。
So call him here.
他叫在祖父的面前。
So when he stood before the grandfather,
我不会跟你讨论。
I will not discuss this with you.
我不会跟你妥协。
I will not compromise.
我下一条命令。
I will say this to you.
你现在离开这个家。
I command you to leave this family.
凡是不是你用自己的血汗赚的东西，一件都不可以带出去。
Everything that you have not earned by your own work or labor, do not take from this family.
包括你身上穿的衣服。
Including your clothes.
糟糕了。
So after
that, 这个家族是有钱人。
This was a rich family.
他从前没有做过工。
He never worked.
从来没有赚过钱。
He never earned any money.
要用就用。
He used whatever he wanted.
要拿就拿。
He took whatever he wanted.
他总是有钱。
He had money.
他连这个衣服都不是他赚的。
Even the clothes he was wearing was not based on his own labor.
所以被逼脱下赤身走出去。
So he had to strip naked and walk out of the family.
完全一丝不挂。
He had nothing to his name.
要走出去。
Not even his clothes when he was walking out.
他的父亲求他的祝福。
The father actually pleaded with the grandfather.
他入家入族。
Yes, he has disgraced the family.
羞辱我们的宗教。
Disgraced our religion, our community.
但是他这样出去呢，他更羞辱我们的家。
If he were to walk naked out, he will be even a greater disgrace to us.
许可我替他求一件事。
Please allow me to plead on his behalf.
把桌布拿出来。
That I will use this tablecloth.
围着身体。
And to wrap his body around.
让他走，求你许可。
Allow me to do this so that.
做爸爸的替孩子。
The father was pleading for the son.
为了你族长的名义。
For the sake of your name as
the king. 他的祝福说，许可你。
Okay, the grandfather said, "Okay, I'll allow that."
把桌布拿下来。
The tablecloth was taken.
围着他的身子打了一个结。
To wrap around his body.
把他推到门前去。
And he was being expelled from the household.
那个时候他已经有了妻子。
He already had a wife.
已经超过30岁了。
More than 30 years old.
就走了。
And he walked out.
他妻子哭得要命。
He was crying.
他说，我还是要跟随你。
But yet he said, "I want to follow Christ."
我一定不会信你的宗教。
I will never believe in the Muslim faith.
所以在这两难之间。
So he was torn between two things.
他说，我先走了。
Say, I'll go.
他走走走走走。
As he was walking out,
已经是晚上。
It was already at night.
很冷的地方。
Very cold place.
他走走走走到一个小巷的时候。
He was walking along a small lane.
所以很多人哈哈哈嘻嘻笑笑。
Many people were laughing.
原来是一堆基督徒在赌博。
So many some Christians were gambling.
回教徒要信主，基督徒在赌博。
Muslim was converted. The Christians were gambling.
所以他们在那里打麻将啊，赌啊赌啊。
All playing mahjong, making a lot of noise.
他就在旁边看。
So he was observing them.
那些人说，你是谁啊？
Who are you? They asked.
Why
are you not dressed properly?
那些是女基督徒。
They were female Christians.
无所事事。
They had nothing better to do.
晚上集合在那边打麻将。
Gathered there to play mahjong at night.
你做什么在这里？
What are you doing here?
我因为信耶稣，我被赶出来。
I've been expelled from the family because of becoming a Christian.
信耶稣有什么赶的？
Why do you have to be expelled?
他们是信耶稣赌博都不要紧的嘛。
They can even gamble as Christians.
这里有那样严格对基督徒，这样不严格做基督徒。
Some people are so lax, some people are so stringent.
天地之别。
Really a vast difference.
所以他们说，哎，可怜那个人，拿一件衣服给他穿，叫他走。
Oh, you have pity on him, give him some clothes to wear.
不知道他信耶稣不信耶稣是真的是假的。
We don't know whether he's really a Christian.
现在基督徒骗人的很多，赌博的也很多。
Yeah, many gambling Christians, many Christians who are robbers.
所以拿一件衣服。
So gave him a
就叫他走了。
Send him away.
他回去找那个牧师。
So he went back to look for the pastor.
那个中国牧师就收留他， 给他一个地方住
gave him a place to live,
给他衣服穿
gave him clothes to wear.
后来这个事情传到他的家住
so when this incident spread to this news spread to his family
他的叔父的耳中
and then spread to his family
他的叔父说
and his uncle said
谁敢收留他
who dares to take him in
我就杀死谁
whoever does that I'll kill him
这个羞辱家族背叛宗教的人
this disgraceful son who actually brought shame to our family
我父亲把他赶出去不够
my father has actually expelled him not enough
我要追踪到底
I want to pursue him to the end
后来他在那个教会里面
and he was in that church
他们把他搬到一个小地方
and she sent him to a small place
他的叔父发了一个誓
and his relative actually made a vow
这个礼拜天
this Sunday
我到那个教会
I'm going to the church
无论谁上台讲道
no matter who is preaching
我就是开枪杀死
I will kill him
这真的事情
it was a true incident
他是贵族的家又是宗教领袖
he was a religious leader
所以连警察都不敢对付
even the police couldn't do anything
他带了手枪
so he actually brought a gun
穿着便衣
she dressed in plain clothes
跑到教会那
went to that church
绕
was loitering around the church
这个事情走漏出去啊
but this news had been leaked out
所以很多人知道今天有人要来杀人
many people knew that someone would be here to kill someone
风声传开很多基督徒都不来做礼拜请假
many Christians took leave didn't come to the church
那么这个人呢他就坐在礼拜堂
so this person sat in the church
因为他每个礼拜天都来做礼拜嘛
every Sunday he would be there
他受洗了嘛
he was baptized
他来做礼拜嘛
he came for worship
他也不知道
he didn't know
外面消息传来他自己不知道有人要杀人
he was oblivious to what was happening
因为他离家很久
because he had left the family for so long
他做礼拜的时候
when he was doing the worship
时间到了
the time is up
没有领诗
No one song leading.
没有人上台讲道。
No one preaching on a pulpit.
主席不见，这事也跑掉。
Where's the chairman? Where are the deacons?
因为这事是这事，要被杀就没有事了。
The deacons will never be here if they are to be killed.
全部都跑光了。
So、everybody had left.
是听见那几个老太婆，哎，为什么今天没有人呐、
啊、？Some old people are asking why are there no people?
很早这礼拜这么静的呢。
Why is it so quiet, so rare?、
大概耶稣要再来了吧。
Maybe Jesus is coming soon.、
他们讲些什么乱七八糟。
They're talking nonsense among themselves.
讲到时间到了
so when the time was up,
没有人上台
no one was preaching,
所以老姐妹你看我我看你
so the old sisters were all looking at one another,
就看见这个印尼人在那边
saw this Indonesian young man
这个人说主啊怎么没有人讲的我就讲到吧
and then he said oh lord no one is preaching I'll be preaching today
他就上去了
so he went up to the pulpit
他就上去要讲到了
he was about to preach
叔父就赶来了
and then his relative actually came
谁讲到我打死他一看
whoever
是自己的个儿
I will kill
他说回教徒不应该杀自己的亲人
or a Muslim must not kill his own relative
所以不曾杀他
so he didn't do that
所以一直要开不要开
he was struggling whether to pull the trigger
结果跑回家了
and he actually left that place
那么他要带领祷告
so when he was leading a prayer
他说公众祷告是什么事情啊
what this
leading, 我自己念念有词我会的
leading a public prayer
在台上公众祷告什么他讲一句我笑死了
I was quite I laughed when he said something
他说祷告就是好像写信吗
Praying is like writing a letter
写信完了最后要签字吗
You must sign off at the end of the letter
主耶稣啊求你赐福什么说奉他的名阿们、
oh, in my own name amen yes, he said
他说我自己写了信要签字
I'm writing my own letter I must sign off in my own name
就奉自己的名就阿们
in my own name amen
他是这样信
That's how he believed in the Lord
后来呢
and in the end
很多教会听说这个回教重要的青年人信主了，一个一个就请他去做见证。
Many churches wanted to invite this Muslim who was converted.
很多牧师看见有重要的人可以做见证，自己又可以照样拿薪水结成一篇奖章，很高兴。
Many pastors would think that they don't have to preach when they can invite someone prominent.
他比牧师更吃香。
He's even more prominent than a pastor.
越请越多，越请越多，他越讲越大，越讲越大声，越多人听，处处千人听他见证。
Very popular. Many people came to listen to his sharing.
回教更气了。
And the Muslims were even more angry.
把他关进监牢。
Imprisoned him.
一关就五年多。
For five and a half years.
关到五年的时候见我。
At the end of the 5 years, came to see me.
后来我慢慢。
He said, in the end, I understood.
我就更明白圣经。
I understood the Bible.
因为我常常听你的录音。
Because I always listen to your audio recordings.
他在监牢里面的。
In the prison.
就把监牢变成教会。
He made the prison into a church.
变成布道的地方。
Into a place of gospel rallies.
所以我告诉你。
So I say to you,
一个真基督徒
a true Christian,
不怕被带到哪里
will not be afraid of the circumstances.
如果上帝许可
if if the Lord allows,
把他带到地狱里，
allows you to be brought into,
他也会改变地狱。
Into the hell, hell will be changed as a result.
上帝许可。
If God permits this to happen,
放在监牢里，
permits him to be sent to prison,
他会把监牢带到新的环境、新的气氛、新的盼望里。
Prison will be changed to a totally different place, a place of hope.
这种人生，
such a life,
不是被动的，是主动。
It's not passive, it's proactive.
不是接受不接受挑战的，是主动挑战。
It's not about accepting challenges, it's about being proactive in facing challenges.
不是受不好的环境产生悲观而自己消沉。
It's not about becoming passive as a result of circumstances.
那些伟大的人格发出基督的香气，改变环境。
So we see the fragrance of Christ being overflowing from a great character.
就是如此。
So this was Joseph.
所以他监牢里面。
So when he was in the prison,
被上司所钟爱。
And he was actually favored by the boss.
被下面的人所佩服。
And actually the subordinates were impressed.
被同坐监牢的人所信任。
And the fellow prisoners trusted him.
所以他在里面。
So when he
他没有哭吗？
In the prison, was he suffering?
有。
Yes, of course he was.
怎么知道他有苦？
How do you know he was suffering?
怎么知道他还感受苦呢？
How do you know?
因为他替人解梦以后。
Because after he interpreted someone's dreams,
讲了一句话。
Someone, there was this statement.
我求你。
He said,
你出去以后。
After you go out of this place,
你纪念我。
Remember me.
因为我原是希伯来的。
Because I was once a Hebrew.
我什么错都没有做。
I never committed any wrong.
我今天进监牢是。受到不公义的对待。
But I have been unjustly in prison.
圣经说：“求你纪念。”
And he said, "Please remember me."
表示他是活生生受不义对待、受苦有感觉的人。
He was truly suffering as a result of injustice.
当他见到中间的时候，
so when he was in the prison,
有一天两个人被带进来。
There was these two persons who came to him.
一个是替皇帝端食物的膳长。
The first was a cup, the baker.
一个是替法老这个圣酒的酒圣。
The other was the cup bearer.
两个带进来了。
These two persons were in prison.
各个被定罪了。
They were all in prison.
你知道管理皇帝食物的人，如果被关监牢，就有很大的嫌疑了。
This baker, if he was in prison, he was highly suspicious.
因为很可能他们是要下毒，要毒死法老。
Suspicious that they might have actually poisoned the food for the Pharaoh.
可能他没有，但是别人诬告他。
Maybe they were actually maligned by people.
无论是真的，无论是诬告的。
Whether they were actually maligned or whether they really were guilty.
皇帝食物的人被怀疑的时候，前途都是很
棒的。When this baker was being suspected, he had no future.
两个人进来，看见一个年轻的幼师。
So these two persons saw this young Joseph.
很正统的生活。
Living a proper life.
很规矩的榜样。
Living in a very proper way.
他们就比较安心了。
So they actually felt better when they saw him.
不久以后。
And not long after that.
甚至是两个人。
The Bible says.
同一个晚上。
These two persons on the same night.
同样发生一件事。
Same thing happened to them.
两个人都做了一个梦。
Both of them had a dream.
做完了。
After the dream.
第二天醒过来。
On the second day.
一直想想不通。
Couldn't understand that dream.
这个梦什么意思？
What does this dream mean?
怎么解都不满意。
Couldn't interpret the dream.
不知道是什么意思。
Didn't know what it meant.
结果他们就问约瑟。
So they asked Joseph.
这个梦什么意思？
What does this dream mean?
约瑟讲了一句话。
Joseph said.
解梦是上帝的事情。
It is the Lord who can interpret your dream.
哇，你看约瑟有个习惯了。
See, oh, he had a habit.
Everything referred to God.
每件事都是归咎于上帝。
他用神的宝座看一切。
Using the throne of God to look at all things.
这个就是 reform 的要求。
This is the requirement of the reform faith.
这 reform 的信仰是什么呢？
What is the reform faith?
要求人按照神的思想而思想。
That we are to think according to how God thinks.
按照神的感情而感受。
And to feel according to how God feels.
按照神的爱而爱。
And to love according to how God loves.
按照神的恨而恨。
And to hate things according to how God hates.
按照神的旨意而定义。
And to have our will according to God's
will. 按照神的计划而遵行。
And to follow the plan of God.
按照圣灵的引导而顺服。
And to obey according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
To think after God's thinking. To feel after God's feeling. To do after God's will. 所以呢，有时就是这种人。
So this was the kind of person Joseph was. His whole life was reformed.
整个生命是照着神的主权做的。
Whole life was lived according to the sovereign will of God.
我的梦什么意思？
What does my dream mean?
啊，又来了。
Therefore he responded.
你不知道吗?
Don't you know?
解释梦是上帝的事情。
It is only the Lord who can interpret your dream.
现在我把上帝要你知道的梦的情形告诉你。
So now I'll say to you what your dream means according to what God wants you to mean.
The spokesman of God.
上帝的代言人。
作为上帝的代言人，这一句话证明约瑟是先知。
So it shows that Joseph was a prophet.
中文的先知这两个字的翻译有一点误导。
In the Chinese translation of the word prophet, there is a misleading element.
也跟你知道先知道的叫做先知。
As if we can predict the future, that's all it meant.
这个跟事先知道或者事后知道没有多大关联。
It has nothing much to do with whether you know it beforehand or not.
先知原文的意思就是上帝的代表讲话。
Original meaning means God's spokesperson.
所以呢他讲上帝的话了。
Therefore, he spoke according to God's will. What kind of dream is that?
我梦见一个葡萄树。
I dreamt about this vine.
三根枝子，结了很多的葡萄。
There were three branches, and then there were many grapes.
拿下来，挤。
And I squeezed the grapes into this cup.
交给皇帝。
And brought this cup to the king.
约瑟说，你的梦的意思是这样。
Joseph says, this dream means.
三枝代表三天。
The three vines mean 3 days.
三天以后。
3 days later.
你要复官。
You will be restored to your throne,
你要回职,
your position.
你要重新端酒到法老的
座前。You will become a cupbearer before Pharaoh again.
你会出监牢。
You will be out of this prison.
哇，他高兴了。
Of course, he was so happy.
高兴了以后，
After being
就等到底这个话有没有真的。
He would wait 3 days to see if it really
happened. 我告诉一个人讲上帝的话，
When someone says God's word,
多么口才，
No matter how eloquent,
多么厉害，
how eloquent you are,
都没有用。最重要的是什么？
That's not the purpose.
上帝印证不印证你为他所讲的话。
It is whether God testifies to what you say on his behalf.
今天我们做传道的，
As preachers,
人讨厌我们，
people will hate us,
人攻击我们，
people will attack us,
人诽谤我们，
people will malign us.
对我都不无所谓。
Really doesn't matter to me.
最要紧的，最后上帝怎么见证我是他的仆人？那个。
What you want to see is whether God testifies to my words.
人要把我怎么样呢？
What can man do to me?
人对我怎么样又怎么样呢？
So what if they do things to me?
我的一生在上帝的。
My whole life comes before the Lord.
就是讲了。
When Joseph spoke,
他不怕讨好人。
Not afraid of.
他也不怕得罪人。
Not afraid of offending people.
就忠心传讲上帝。
Faithfully saying, speaking God's word.
听见他讲得很好。
So this cupbearer, after hearing the words,
就跟着来了。
Many people will come when they hear good words.
既然你翻译讲解梦解得这么好，我也告诉你我的梦。
The baker said, since you are interpreting your dreams so well,
我梦见我拿着三筐的饼干。
I'll tell you my dreams.
上面一筐是要给皇帝吃的。
The first bread is for the pharaoh.
我刚刚把上面筐带出去。
When I bring this bread to pharaoh. And the birds came.
就有乌鸦把我上面筐的把它吃光了。
And the birds actually ate the bread.
这个什么意思呢？
What does this dream mean?
约瑟说，
Joseph said,
就三筐代表三天。
These three breads mean 3 days.
3天以内。
3 days later,
法老砍你的头。
Pharaoh will behead you.
你出去的时候是尸体出去。
When you go out of this prison, it's actually going out dead.
没有办法再复官复职。
You will never be the baker again.
这个兆头是不好的。
So this is a bad sign for you.
打他一巴掌嘛！
Slapping him.
你怎么讲我的坏话？
How can you say such things?
你叫那个人出去，叫我死掉。
You say this person will go out. You say I'll die.
这样不公平。
It's not fair.
他敬畏到一个地步。
He was so God fearing.
他害怕。
He was afraid.
没有打约瑟。
He didn't hit.
约瑟也勇敢到一个地步。
But Joseph was so courageous.
不怕替上帝讲话。
He was not afraid of speaking on God's behalf.
引起人家对他的不满。
Offending people as a result.
他是这样顺从。
He was so faithful.
这样敬重。
So faithful, obeying God.
一天过去了，
so one day passed,
两天过去，
two days passed.
那个这个酒镇的
cup bearer,
他心里想，
was thinking,
不知道你这个年轻人讲的对不对？
Don't know whether what you say will come true.
那个膳长呢？
How about the baker?
他心里想，
he was thinking,
哎呀，你讲的不一定对。
What you say will not come true.
第三天我不折腰，我才跟你算账。
On the third day, when I get back my position, I will come and look for you.
一天过去，
one day passed,
两天过去，
two days,
三天过去，
three days.
突然间
What happened?
奉圣旨传令来
According to the royal edict
酒镇
Cup bearer
回去
Go back to your
出来
Come out of the prison
门开了他出去
The gate was open He was released
站长
The baker
砍头
Beheaded
真的成功了
It really happened
所以呢约瑟的名声大噪
So as a result Joseph became famous
因为上帝印证他代言的内容
Because God brought to pass what he said
所以呢
So as a result,
他应当很好的被待遇才对。
So by right, he should be treated well.
那么圣经讲一句话。
What did the Bible say?
酒正覆辙以后
，After the cupbearer got back his position，
却忘记了他。
Forgot about Joseph。
这句话一讲出来，我心里很酸。
Actually felt very sad for him。
这告诉我们，人性就是这样。
That is the case for human nature。
人有好处的时候。
When people are enjoying good things,
不会记得别人的,
they will not remember other people.
有痛苦的时候,
but when they are suffering,
就马上抓一大堆人来怪责
了, we tend to blame all the people we can blame.
这是人之常情,
this is human nature.
所以你不要对人有太大的盼望,
so do not place your hope on people.
你无心害人,
although you may not have ill intentions,
也不要盼望有人会对你好
but also do not place hopes on people
人都是自私
because people are by nature self-centered
绝大多数的人
most of the people
除了对自己有好处的事情是对任何事都没有兴趣
they are only interested in things that will actually give them some benefit
绝大多数的人
most of the people
有什么不好的事都会怪责都会推卸责任都会指责别人
we tend to blame others and actually escape responsibilities when bad things happen
困难来到的时候把你推去死
when the problem comes they will actually blame you.
利害关系到的时候，他想先抢先先去想。
When questions of profit and loss come, they will actually grab hold of the profits first.
圣经说。
So the Bible says.
那个人却忘记了他。
That man forgot Joseph.
一个忘记。
So because of his forgetting.
可能几千天没有解决问题。
For thousands of days, the problem wasn't solved.
两个出去了。
So the two persons.Went out
一个负责
one was restored,
一个死了
the other was executed.
又是照样在监狱
so Joseph was still in the prison.
每天照样过被囚的
Every day living as a prisoner.
那什么时候呢
so till what time?
等到上帝的时间到
According to God's timing.
今天我特别为那些无故受苦的人说话
so Particularly I want to speak to people who are suffering unjustly.
当你以为上帝忘记你的时候
When you think that God has forgotten about you,
你要记得
Always remember,
上帝的时间还没有到
God's timing is not up yet.
人可以忘记
Man can forget you.
上帝说我永不丢弃
But God says I will never forsake you.
我永不忘记
I will never forget you.
那你说不忘记我
You say you are not forgetting
不丢弃我
You are not forsaking me.
为什么让我到今天还在受苦
Why are you allowing me to suffer till today?
今天算什么
Till today, what does that mean?
今天算什么?
Doesn't mean anything.
今天在过程中间不过是二十四小时。
In the process of time, it's only 24 hours.
每一个今天都是昨天的明天。
Every today is yesterday's tomorrow.
每一个今天都变成明天的昨天。
Every today is tomorrow's yesterday.
今天多长不过二十四小时。
Only 24 hours.
今天多苦都会过去。
No matter how much you're suffering, it will pass.
当明天来到。
When tomorrow comes,
你就明白。
You will understand.
和夜。谁有哭泣
that suffering has a purpose
早晨便必反复
that in the end everything will pass
你又要知道
then you will understand
何夜无论多长
so no matter how long the suffering is
上帝叫人在夜间歌唱
God will allow people to sing praises in the midst of darkness
印尼有一个比这个更大的礼拜堂
there's an Indonesian church that's bigger than this church
被回教徒烧坏了
the Muslims burned up the church
整个上面的铁架都弯了
all the structures were burnt up.
各楼下面的热度呢，使它永远不能再载人了。
And then, because of the heat, that place is actually totally destroyed.
所以工程师在看清楚。
So the engineers came to take a look.
不能修理。
Beyond repair.
不能再用。
It cannot be used anymore.
只能完全拆下了。
Totally demolish it and rebuild again.
刚刚建不到五年。
We just built this just 5 years ago.
整个化成灰烬。
But totally destroyed.
我很难过。
I was very saddened.
所以我有一天一直祷告。
So,I was praying.
主啊，为什么有这样的事情
Oh Lord, why did this thing happen?
上帝感动我。
God moved me.
你可以出钱帮助他们建堂。
You can give money towards for them to rebuild the church.
我怎么帮助他们
？How do I help them?
我怎么帮助他们
？How do I do that?
早上三点半起来。
3:30 a.m. in the morning.
我不能睡觉。
I couldn't sleep.
我曾经在那个教会讲到超过200场。
I once preached in that church for 200 over times.
现在看它变成灰烬。
Now I see it being destroyed.
后来呢，神在感动我。
And the Lord moved me again.
你至少可以给他$20,000。
Please give them $20,000.
好像那样的。
Something like that.
我哪里有$20,000？ So、我去哪里拿钱
？How? Where do I get the money?
神感动我。
Then the Lord moved me again.
你开一个演奏会。
You can actually conduct a musical.
指挥一个音乐会。
Conduct a concert.
那有一些票是特别贵的。
And actually, some tickets will be more expensive.
一张差不多$800。
$800 for some tickets.
我卖过音乐会的票$800。
I sold some music concert tickets for $800.
比纽约爱优跟维也纳还更贵。
More expensive than in New York and Vienna.
那么当这些票几十张卖掉了，你就可以帮助他。
When these tickets are sold, then you can help them with the money.
我感到神真的引导我，感动我了。
So、I think God is leading me and guiding me.
我就在台上宣布。
So I declared from the pulpit.
我已经打电话了。
I've actually made the call.
两间被烧的。
These two churches that have been burned down, I want to give $20,000. The Lord has moved me to do this. And I declare this, next week the tickets were printed. What happened? These most expensive tickets were sold first. Within 15 minutes, all sold. So I could help them with the money. So the Lord is actually almighty. Amazing indeed. So when we are conducting,
哇, 那一天呢,
on that day,
只有一次我指挥音乐会没有屋顶,
it was the only time when I was conducting, there was no ceiling.
烧光了嘛。所以我就感谢主。
I say thanks be to God.
平常音乐会赞美主被拦住，今天直接唱天堂。
Now that there's no ceiling, so it's directly going to God.
哇，那一天我唱到这个 Mendelssohn 那一首主啊，求你给我们勇气，把你的道福音的奥秘传开的时候。
So I was conducting this piece by Mendelssohn about the Lord giving us strength to preach His message.
超过了100个四班团员。
100 choir members.
几十个弹的人。
Many violinists,
唱到那一句话的时候,
when they were singing this particular verse,
一面唱一面流泪,
they were crying.
很多人也流泪,
they were all moved as a result.
这是我一生带过最感动的人。
It was the most moving concert that I've conducted.
CNN 来找我,
the CNN came to look for me,
给我 interview,
gave me an interview.
后来我讲的话就报到 CNN 全世界。
Whatever I said was actually broadcast worldwide.
在印尼的逼迫中间,
so amidst the persecution in Indonesia,
礼拜堂被烧了还开一个音乐会,
churches were burned, we were still conducting a concert.
那一个人是菲律宾。
That person was
a
Filipino reporter.
Dr. Tong, are you not afraid?
唐牧师，难道你不怕吗？
You give a performance of church music in such a difficult time.
在这样的时候来有这样的一个音乐会。
我说 no.
I said no.
I'm not afraid at all.
不怕。
Because the Bible says,
因为圣经说,
He keep us sing loudly in the dark night.
他保守我，让我们在黑暗中继续唱诗赞美他。
我们在黑夜中间。我们可以大声歌唱。
In the midst of darkness, we sing towards Him.
The more difficult our time is,
我们的处境越困难，
the more happy and the joy from Spirit to encourage us to praise Him.
圣灵越给我们力量，给我们喜乐来赞美他。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
约瑟在监牢。
When Joseph was in the prison,
不是无病呻吟。
He was not just complaining but for nothing.
等候上帝的。
He was waiting for the Lord's timing.
继续尽他的责任。
Continue to be faithful.
成为别人的榜样。
He became an example for others.
生命的流露。
That his life overflowed.
喜乐的影响。
The joy from his life overflowed.
监牢因为他的同在。
So that because of his presence,
成为主同在的地方。
The prison became a place where the Lord was with them.
请问你如何？
How about your life?
求主赐福我。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们今天讲到这里。
That's where we will end this evening.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.